Hey, boss ladies, are you ready to boss up and experience the next best chapter of your life? Well, that's exactly what our Boss Lady Manifesto Journal was designed to do. Don't take our word for it, though. Check out the countless Amazon reviews from boss ladies all over the world. And remember that the power to co-create the life of your dreams lives in your faith. We dare you to grab your pen, gather your thoughts, and take control of your actions. The Boss Lady Manifesto Journal is on sale at Amazon right now. Go get your blessings.
Welcome to Boss Lady Conversations with Monica L.
And your girl, Coach Kaya.
Season three.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
I am Monica L., a boss lady, Cleveland born, LA raised, on a journey of freedom and happiness as an educator, entrepreneur, self-published author, and poet. I believe all things are possible through synergy. Hit me up on IG at Monica L underscore writer.
I'm your girl, Coach Kaya, boss wife, mompreneur, sister, writer, and certified transformational coach. I help people access their power, heal the trauma of their past, and reignite the miracles that matter today. The reason why I always say that is because I want your miracles to be relevant to your life. What you want should be relevant to the moment that you're in. So that's what I help people do. And we always want to encourage you to be your best self. So check out my Instagram at I Am Coach Kaya. And just know that the boss ladies are on Instagram. We're on YouTube. We're trying to make sure that we make ourselves accessible to you when you need us, how you need us, and to provide you with content that inspires you to love yourself even more.
Yes, Coach Kaya, so well said. We are here. We are real. We are vulnerable. We are open. And today's topic is going to hit home for a lot. We're going to talk about the pressures of being perfect, perfection. We're going to talk about it 360 for yourself, professionally, personally, and the values that we hold, and how sometimes trying to be perfect is also a limitation because you can't move forward.
Oh, I'm so glad that you said that, because there is beauty in making mistakes.
Yes.
I just want to say that for the boss ladies who are like, what?
Right.
There is beauty in giving yourself permission to make mistakes. You don't know how many mistakes have led to millionaires and billionaires. Yes. When people give themselves space to fail, they're also giving themselves more space to win.
Absolutely. So many. And they don't even look at it as mistakes, but lessons.
Right.
It's life lessons. Sometimes you have to go through some stuff to be like, okay, not this way, not that way.
Right.
You know, this is a better way. Mm-hmm. Coach Kai and I were speaking earlier, even about our Boss Lady Conversations Journal and our podcast. We started a podcast before we even knew we started a podcast.
We did.
It was a Galentine's Day celebration. Coach Kaya named it. She was like, it's Boss Lady Conversations. Mm-hmm. Fast forward in time, you know, we were audio only. We had to learn all the things and how to do this, that, and the other to make it be successful.
Yes.
Scripted, you know, rehearsed. And then we said, hey, we're taking it to YouTube. I was like, oh,
Monica
boy.
Monica L., I commend you. You were not afraid. You said, let's try it. Let me click this button. Let me push that. Let me figure it out. Let me try it. You didn't know how it was going to turn out.
No. And that's not my normal way. You know, my normal way is I need to know all the ins and outs. What if this doesn't happen? What if that doesn't happen? And I just allowed myself to be free because I trust Coach Kaya, and I trust she stands for her brand. Because as you know, we are all brands. And this is something I wanted to do. And it's so amazing to have a partnership mm-hmm. of someone who supports you and shares the vision and know that there is an end goal. And so hopefully for our day one, boss ladies, you have seen our progress over these three seasons with so much more in store for you.
Amazing.
Yes. Yes.
I'm so glad that you said that. And let's talk about where this desire, need to be perfect comes from.
Right.
It comes from a place of insecurity, to be honest. Well, if I'm not perfect, will people still love me? Will I still have friends if they knew I mess up sometimes? If they knew that I didn't really have the patience that I portrayed to have? If they knew that I secretly have these insecurities? Will this person still want to be in a relationship with me? Will I still want to be in a relationship with them? You know, like all of these things could be reasons why we try to cling to this idea of perfection. But guess what? Perfection is a lie. It is a lie. You can try to walk a straight line. You can try your best to be perfect. You can try your best to be the best mom, the best partner, the best friend, the best colleague, the best supervisor. And guess what? You will fail because there is no such thing as a perfect person. Right. Doesn't exist.
It doesn't. Life is not perfect. And we know that, but just keep trying to be the best version of yourself. Not perfection. Mm-hmm. Like even with our journal, you know,
Oh my goodness. We
could have probably edited 55 more times, but we didn't.
No, you have so much patience with me. I just want to say that because you are a published author, still a lady, your college book, you are not new to this. And this was my first experience, you know, outside of another collaboration. And this was like me really like having my name on the cover with you. Like this was the real deal. And I made mistakes. I was not perfect. And you held space for me. And I know it was frustrating sometimes. And I really just appreciate you holding space for me. And I did try to take responsibility for not being perfect. But also, I wanted you to know that I was learning from my mistakes.
Right.
And that's really what it is. When someone loves you, when you have somebody that really cares about you in your life, like I have with you, it's okay because you know that I'm trying.
And it wasn't even like that. That's her personal side of the story. At the end of the day, it's done. And that's what it was about to me. And I had to learn that. And I learned that because someone said, when you try to go perfection, you may not even get it done. Because every time you look at it, you're like, oh, that could have been moved over. Oh, that may be down here. Okay, you know, because you can nitpick at anything and say, it's not ready, but you have to give it to the world. Like, you know, you give it to the world, you make sure that the basic elements, like there's no misspelled words, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you just have to take your time. You have to let it go.
Right.
And so, like you said, even with working, you know, regardless of your industry, you could be thinking you're doing the best thing. Someone else sees it and they immediately point out a flaw. Right. And does that break you? Do you just be like, okay, I can't do this anymore? No, you accept it. Everything has been revised. There's no movie out here that hasn't been edited 50,000 times. There's no book out here that hasn't had that same. So you just have to be patient. But I liked how you touched upon perfection is really insecurities. You know, I grew up in a very strict household where, you know, if there was a ad and the little girl had on a dress, you know, I was going to be dressed like the little girl in the ad, you know, from head to toe. But it's like, you can't, I'm not a doll. I'm not something that's on a shelf. Mm-hmm. I'm a person. And I'm a person who's going to make mistakes. I'm a person who's not going to always look the same. You know, you're going to change in life. And all of that is a part of you.
Right.
And, you know, and it may not be, you know, what society says is acceptable, but it is you. And, you know, again, there is no quote unquote perfect person. You know, we are perfect because we are us. and we're being us and we're being authentic. That's what makes us perfect. And being you, being the true you, not the person that your parents wanted you to be, respectfully, you know, but you're walking in your light. You're doing what you were called to do and the things that make you happy and speak to your heart.
That's so important, Monica L. Thank you for saying that. When you were speaking, it made me think about my wedding day, and I have my vows written out, and I was like, I'm going to read them perfectly. Everything I said is so intentional. And I got up there and I looked at the paper, and first thing that I said was, it's not about perfection. It's not about perfection. No one here is perfect. No. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect, but we, with God's grace, are going to do our best to be perfect for each other, to be real for each other, to be authentic for each other. And that's really what we're sharing with you today. You are enough. You are more than enough. Just as you are, the more you continue to grow, it should be from your desire to grow.
Right.
It should be because you're inspired to grow, not because you're trying to fit into a mold that someone else wants you to aspire to be.
Right.
You can't be perfect for your kids. You can't be perfect for your friends. You can't be perfect for your partner. You can't be perfect for your job. None of that stuff has the long lasting joy that we're all seeking.
That's right.
It's an inside job. And I think we should just kind of throw that word perfect out the window. Whoever started it, like, I just want to get rid of it. I almost feel like it's just a word that creates so much anxiety and so much stress.
It does.
Unnecessarily.
You're right about that. And then when you don't achieve that perfection that you are going for, that no one else knows about, what does it do to you internally? As we have spoke about, a lot of things impact us internally. You know, are you going to develop some type of ailment? You know,
that's not good.
Yeah, because you're stressing out about something that somebody probably doesn't even care
or notice.
Right. You know, so it's knowing that you did your best. If it's not good enough from someone, being human and adult enough to say, I apologize, I can revise it, I can make it better. Using your words and knowing that it's coming from a true place and it's for the person to receive it. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't land, it's okay too. You said it. And you do it through your actions.
Right. And then try again. If maybe what you meant to say didn't come out the way you had planned for it to come out, start again. Run it back. You know what? This is what happened yesterday. I just want to make sure that what I felt was articulated appropriately. I've had a chance to think about it. And I'd like to kind of share it with you now.
Right. That's it. But like stressing yourself out about likes and followers or trying to look like this person because this person is viewed as the most beautiful person this year, when next year will be somebody else. Like, again, walk in your light, be you, because that's really where the confidence comes from. And that's what people see. Like, we've all seen that couple and we're like, but that's not my business. But it's the confidence and it's the internal. So just make sure you're being you, your true authentic self. And anyone who can't receive it, they're not worthy of your time anyway.
Well, said it.
I said it. Yeah. What? What? And as always, we definitely want to share our Boss Lady Manifesto Journal. And one of the commitments, one of the 52 that I'm sure you already know, because we know that you have it, speaks about that. And it is number 18. I commit to freeing myself from the pressures of perfection.
From the pressures of perfection.
Because ultimately, it can really stabilize you.
And we hope this conversation frees you today.
Yes.
We want to give you permission to be free of the pressures of perfection.
Yes.
And how do you do that? One, you write it down in your journal. You think about the areas where you feel pressured to be perfect and you're trying to make yourself fit into a box that was not made for you, that does not speak to your unique values, because we all have unique values. We were designed differently for a reason. So we want you to use your journal, write down your thoughts about it. And as the journal kind of walks you through the process of really processing that affirmation, we don't just give you the affirmation and say, figure it out, write it down a million times the same way. No, we give you the affirmation and then we allow you to process it. So through the journal, we walk you through the affirmation so it becomes more real for you. And it's not, it doesn't look the same for everyone. And that's okay. That's why we designed it this way. And by the time you finish writing it down, by the time you finish processing it, you really start to believe that it's a possibility for you. And that's where it starts to become effective.
Yes. Yes. You're committing to it. Mm-hmm. We love you.
We love you.
Thank you. You are our boss lady, family, community. Bye for now.
See ya.
Attention, boss ladies. Did you know the Boss Lady Manifesto Journal, commitments designed to keep you and the little queen inside you boss up, is taking the world by storm? It's not just any journal. It's an Amazon number one new release. With 52 commitments, this journal is key to keeping you feeling amazing, mind, body, and soul. So don't wait any longer to transform your life. Purchase your Boss Lady Manifesto Journal today and take control of your destiny. Remember, you are the boss. Get ready to boss up and make changes. Order your journal today, Boss Lady.